Welcome to Capital Ideas, an occasional podcast produced in Olympia by the Washington State House Democrats. It seems that one of the things people should always expect is unexpected consequences. In the wake of the successful initiative that took the liquor business out of the state's hands and legalized sales in privately owned retail stores, there have been a few hiccups that no one counted on. One of the oddest, and for many people the most distressing, is the skyrocketing incidence of shoplifting. It's not something that plagued the state-run stores, and some lawmakers are concerned. State Representative Christopher Hurst is one of them, and on today's bite-sized Capital Ideas, the Enum Claw Democrat, a retired police officer, talks about the problem and a possible solution. Here we go. Thanks for your time, Chris. What's going on?
Well, the problem we have is that no one anticipated the rate at which spirits would be stolen from grocery stores, from retail stores in Washington. We know that there are other states that have similar systems, and stores that were operating in those states and in Washington were shocked to see the loss rates, the shoplifting rates in the stores here. And of course, our concern is that that alcohol is getting into the hands of juveniles, folks that are mentally ill that shouldn't have alcohol, or folks that are chronic inebriants that would not be served or sold alcohol, and that they're going to go out and drink and drive and kill people in accidents or have other negative health consequences that wouldn't happen in a restaurant, wouldn't happen if you were purchasing it from a clerk. So we have a big problem. It's significant. The retail industry has responded in many cases in securing the alcohol better. But there's some work yet to be done. We have some stores that are really a problem.
A problem how? Is this just slack security measures?
I did a tour about a month and a half ago of a bunch of stores at different times a day to see how things were going. And I found many different systems that retailers were using to secure their alcohol. They were different, but they all worked just as well. So it didn't really matter. You just had to have a system that worked. And then there were some that were terrible. I went into one large grocery store at 1 o'clock in the morning, and seven steps from the door was Jägermeister and Jack Daniels. I could have loaded my whole car up because no one was in the front of the store. Now, this is a large grocery store, and there were no clerks. You have to ring a bell to get someone to come up. And you could have literally loaded up a truckload of alcohol, and no one would have even known that you were in the store. That's a problem. And if you think about it, Jägermeister is one of the top items that juveniles like to steal and drink. So not only did they have alcohol way too accessible, and actually it was stacked by the door with leftover Halloween candy and stuffed toys. So, you know, how good of an idea is that?
It doesn't seem like a very good idea at all. Have you followed up with management?
That particular store, I met with their folks, and they said within 24 hours they'd have those removed, and they did, to their credit. But there were still a lot of other problems. So we want to address this issue of alcohol loss through theft, where it goes into the hands of, once again, people that are drunk or juveniles. And once again, if you went into a bar or even went to purchase these items, you wouldn't be able to get them. This is something that some of the retailers will say, well, you know, we have all these other items and, you know, things can be stolen. And it's the government's responsibility to come out and provide more police officers. Or one of the things they suggested was, why don't we make it a felony or something? Well, that's preposterous. First of all, if you're selling alcohol, it's not like selling razor blades. It's not like selling diapers. And interestingly enough, a lot of that stuff is actually locked up today in those grocery stores. You don't need a license to sell those, but you need a license to sell alcohol because it is dangerous. So we really feel that the stores need to be responsible with it, and most of them are. But the ones that are not, we need a tool. And the tool we're going to have here is an enforcement mechanism by which your license could be suspended or revoked if you're not being responsible. It's a concept that's based upon a local initiation. The local police department goes to the liquor board, says, here's the evidence we have that juveniles are stealing alcohol from these stores. And all it does is force the store to sit down with local law enforcement and look at the data and come up with a plan to stop the losses. And if at some point in time, if they don't cooperate or if things aren't working, the liquor board will have the power to enforce those concepts and make sure that they're being done. And at the end of the day, if that's not being done, they could suspend your license or take your license away, just like any other establishment that sells spirits. I don't want my family, your family, or anybody's family to have a tragedy involving drunk drivers, where either your family member is killed by drinking and driving themselves or killing someone else.
And that's today's Capital Ideas. Thank you for listening, and don't forget you can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or online at housedemocrats.wa.gov. That's housedemocrats.wa.gov. For the Washington State House Democrats, I'm Dan Frizzell.